This knowledge first she had from time-born men, admitted through a curtain of bright mind that hangs between our thought and absolute sight. He found the occult cave, the mystic door, near to the well of vision in the soul, and entered where the wings of glory brood. In the sunlit space where all is forever known. There, in a hidden chamber, closed and mute, are kept the record graphs of the cosmic sky. And there, the tables of the sacred law. The symbol powers of number and form, and the secret code of the history of the world, and nature's correspondence with the soul are written in the mystic heart of life. the glow of the spirit's room of memories, he could recover the luminous marginal notes dotting with light the crabbed, ambiguous scroll. He saw the unshaped thought in soulless forms, new matter pregnant with spiritual sense. Mind dare the study of the unknowable, life its gestation of the golden child.
Thank you.
A large luster lit the mighty page. A purpose mingled with the whims of time. A meaning met the stumbling pace of chance and fate. Revealed a chain of seeing will. A conscious wideness filled the old dumb space. In the void he saw throned the omniscience supreme.
न चक्षुषा पश्यति कश्चन निरामनीषा मनसा विकल्पतो यादविदूर्मिकास्ते भवन्ति तदा पञ्चावतिष्ठन्ते न नानि मनसा सह बुद्धिश्च न विचेष्टति कामा परमां गतिम्।
a hope immense now sees his heart, and to discern the superhuman's form, he raised his eyes to unseen spiritual heights, aspiring to bring down a greater world. A vast assemblage of crude, tentative lives are pieced into a desolated whole. An animal with some instinct of a god. His life, a story too common to be told. His deeds, a number summing up to naught. His consciousness, a torch lit to be quenched. His hope, a star above her cradle and grave. He lived immune from earthly hopes, a figure in the ineffable witness shrine, facing the vast cathedral of his thought. Under its arches, dim with the infinity and heavenward brooding of invisible wings. A universal light was in his eyes. A golden influx flowed through heart and brain. A force came down into his mortal limbs. A current from eternal seas of bliss. He felt the invasion and the nameless joy. One pointed to the immaculate delight, questing for God and for a splendid prey. He mounted, burning like a cone of fire. Thank you. his spirit mingles with eternity's heart and bears the silence of the infinite. His nature shuddered in the unknown's grasp. In a whirlwind circuit of delight and force, hurried into unimaginable depths, upborn into immeasurable heights, it was torn out from its mortality and underwent a new and bornless change.
Thank you.
as when a timeless eye annuls the hour, abolishing the agent and the act, so now his spirit shone out wide, blank, pure. His wakened mind became an empty slate on which the universal and soul could write.
Thank you.
little ego ring could join no more. In the enormous spaces of the self, the body now seemed only a wandering shell. His mind, the many frescoed outer court of an imperishable inhabitant. His spirit breathed a superhuman air. There was no small, death-hunted creature more, no fragile form of being to preserve from an all-swallowing immensity.
Thank you.
a secret nature stripped of her defense lay bare to the burning splendor of his will. Her diagrams of geometric force, her potencies of marvel fraught design, courted employment by a nurse nursed might. Sovereign is the occult force, a magic porch of entry glimmering, quivered in a penumbra of screened light, a court of the mystical traffic of the world. A balcony and miraculous facade.
Thank you.
ascending and descending twixt life's poles, the serried kingdoms of the graded law, plunged from the everlasting into time, climbed back from time into undying self, up a golden ladder carrying the soul, tying with diamond threads the spirit's extremes. Sun belts of knowledge, moon belts of delight, stretched out in an ecstasy of widenesses beyond our indigent corporeal reign.